Okay, that's your question. Okay, so don't say anything you don't want on the internet, because this is forever. Okay, the
Okay.
Parsha Shoftim.
You
This
have Larry's
is
name?
lots of mitzvah in this week's Parsha. This is when we kind of get to the center of Sefer Devarim. There's one book of mitzvah at the other end. And there's one I'm going to look at. Sounds pretty straightforward. Source one, Lo tasig gvul re'acha shegavlu rishanim. Do not move the boundary of your neighbor that was set as a boundary by the original ones. Nachatcha this inheritance that you inherit by Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha that the land that Hashem gives you l'rishta as an inheritance. Okay, don't move your boundary post. But Rashi points out that that's kind of redundant. Says Rashi, l'tasigavu, don't move the boundary, and the pasuk is from the expression Rishay Nasogu Achar, to move something to the back. So machzir siman chakadakaka, that you're taking this boundary marker and you're moving it la'achor, moving it further away. L'toch sadechavero, into your neighbor's yard, the man hakivet shelo, so that now you have more land. So, halokavar ne'amar lo tigzol, but we already have a principle of don't steal. What does this come to add? Matal lomar lo tzig, so why we say don't move the boundary marker? L'mara ha'oker tchum chaverosh over b'shnei lavi. Tells you actually you're right, it's stealing, but here you're over two different Isurim, one of just don't steal and one of them boundary marker, and Yechol Akhutz La'aretz, maybe that applies everywhere. So this is a specific mitzvah Tamalom Benachat Chashet in the land that you have inherited, Eretz Yisrael, over Bishnei Lab. You're over, yeah, it's you have two there are two lotuses, two commandments not to do this in Israel. But outside, it's just don't steal, general rule.
And just to not just Jewish neighbor.
It's talking about the changing your original inheritance, as in what they got from the Rishonim, from the when they originally went to Eretz Yisrael. So that presumably would not apply today,
It doesn't apply today.
right? Because this is the original division when they entered the land. And Ramban
But
makes
it would still be Gezela.
there's definitely it'd still be stealing, but this Lo Tasug Achar is talking about the Re'acha Asher Gavlu Rishonim that was originally set up. So Ramban says it's
Oh.
not so much stealing, but it's denying this historic division of land. It's denial of the Mesorah that you're doing by doing this. Okay, that's the additional side of it. This is the Ramban here. Chalukah is telling him don't change the boundary of the original division. The Shvatim, when they divide the land up, when Yeshua came into the land. Okay, Amru Asher Gavlu, that's what it says, that who that's the ones that the original progenitors set about established the boundaries of. Haim Elazar Kohen Yeshua bin Nun, Matot. Elazar and Yeshua and all the Nisim, those are the ones who set the boundaries. That this is your inheritance. This is your nachala. The Tama mitzvah. The reason for the mitzvah. The person shouldn't think to himself. Ein chalki asher natnu li shaveh kmo chaverai. That the portion I got, it's not fair. My neighbor's portion was better. Obviously, they messed up when they divided this up. Kitoa chalkim, because they made a mistake. Oh, he's going to start saying slander about the original lottery by which it was given. And he won't think of this as being theft at all, because he says, well, they made a mistake. Obviously, I should have had, this extra land. The mitzvah is don't argue with the original division. Ahi, don't change the boundaries. Not secretly, not openly. Don't do it. And this is part of an explicit mitzvah that was said before. The original commandment is by the Aretz. It says, that was the original commandment. And it said, Omer Ela Shmot HaNashim, Hashem Aretz. These are the ones who will divide the land up. Azar Kohen Yeshua bin Nun. So by moving that, you're basically saying, no, they got it wrong. That's a problem. With that, the Sifrei actually midrashically extend this to misattributing any kind of misorah of Torah Shema Alpeh. What's a sigvul is don't deny what the original misorah of the vision of the land was. We're going to extend that to don't deny the misorah of any particular part of Torah Shema Alpeh. And here's the way the Masifri puts it. Where do you see there's a lotase, thou shalt not, of dividing the land of Shivatim? Pasuk says, and it quotes our pasuk, and then there's a quote from Mishle, "Atase gvul olam, do not move the eternal boundaries." Minayin l'machalif divrei Rabbi Elezer b'divrei Rabbi Yeshua. How do you know you shouldn't switch the words of Rabbi Elezer for Rabbi Yeshua? And this is just a general example of what I'm quoting. You know, Rabbi Elezer Omer, such and such halacha. I got to say the name of who says it. I got to get it right. Don't switch your names around. Lamar al Tahar Tameva, Tame Tahar, to switch their opinions. One says Tahar, one says Tame. Shu Ogreb al Tase. Lomar, Lotasi Gvul Reacha, and the two versions where they're quotes. Which is our pasuk.
That's cute.
Okay, don't move that at all. And I think they're quoting Mishle here specifically as part of the proof that the issur is figurative. You know, because Mishle is by definition metaphor, right? It says that's what it says on the cover. This is a book of metaphor. And so when Mishle says "Lo tasi gavul olam," clearly that's not just talking about physical boundaries. It's anything that says this is my words, this is your words. You gotta say it. And we know that from Gemara Megillah, Pirkei Avos says the same thing. Amar Belozer, Amar Bechanina, Omer Davar B'Shem Omro. Anyone who cites something in the name of the person who originally said it, maybe Gu'ula Lola, brings salvation to the world. Don't say it was your thought. You gotta quote the actual original author. Nema, when the proof is from Esther, when she tells the king about the plot to kill him, tells the name of Mordechai, and we know that that worked out well because then Mordechai is written down as the one who found the plot of Bigtan and Teresh. And so when Haman comes to have Mordechai hanged, the king says, no, you got to reward him.
So that's what also, don't take credit to yourself. Don't plagiarize.
Right. So that's really what that is. Okay. But this is almost saying the other way also, not just won't plagiarize for yourself, but get the correct attribution when you are citing it. Don't mix up your rabbis when you're quoting them.
That's interesting because Rabbi Hain, a good friend of mine, used to always say that.
From Beth Shalom?
Beth Shalom.
Rabbi Hain from Beth Shalom?
He's retired, but he was.
Yeah.
He said, you know what? Non-Jews, they want to like come up with new ideas, you know, and attribute it to themselves. Whereas Jews, you want to attribute it to the scholars who've come before you. You know,
it's always kind of a tough thought in my mind. You know, so I come up with some brilliant idea. I like having brilliant ideas, but
like chidushim are encouraged.
Right. I want to have a chidush, but it's nice to have some kind of support. Like someone said something that's almost like that. Hi. So we're talking about Amevi Davar B'Shem Omro.
Right.
I always quote you have, and the pasuk is Lo Tasig Gul Reacha, and Leah wants the Zoom link. Maybe I should send this to her again. Leah wants to get on. Okay. Now here's a Midrash Tachuma, same idea. Tzarech o Adam shehu omer shomer davar. A person, whenever he hears something, lomaro to b'shem amro. You have to quote the actual person who gave it. Afilu mishlishi, or even third hand. Let's go back to the original sayer of the comment. All right. Tanchum alavar halavlar. That he would quote it as I heard this from Rabbi Meshia, who got it from the Zakenu came back to Moshe Mitzrayim, right? Always maybe to B'Shem Amro. And anyone who says something in Torah without citing the original source, don't rob the poor. That's, you're robbing someone, but not quoting them. And if you quote the person, say something in the name of the person who originally said it, then you bring Geula and Mimia Tavomed, as we just said, who you learned this from, may Esther. Some of the right Mordechai, the day is Achtelus in Niglu Yisrael al Yadda. So that's the idea that, okay, it's maybe Geula alone, it's very Midrashic. The idea that the phrase says makes it an actual Lotasa. There's an isser of saying this, of getting this wrong. The mitzvah is in the Torah. So the Torah Tamima, Baruch Epstein, in his comment on that, says that's true only when it actually changes the halacha lamas. Okay, that you actually are over it a lot. Because there, it's a matter of fear in. The idea is, near it seems to me that the idea is, Mishum dechol tana o amora kavua gemara klalim b'halacha, that each tana and Amora, there are rules about how you decide. You decide based on logic between this and that, but if we don't, we have a general rule. You have an argument between Behil and Beishamai. Halacha is like Behil. Argument between Rav and Shmuel, and Isurim, halacha is like Shmuel, and the Adimamunat, the halacha is like Rav. And you got it, I think I got that right. Don't quote me on that. I may have got it backwards, which obviously is a problem. I just said never get it backwards. But in general, you have rules, and in order to help decide what the actual halacha is, you have to know who said it, because the rules are who you hold by in general. So there it's important. Mo Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel, halacha Beit Hillel, and Abaye Rava. Certainly we have rules for deciding between Abaye and Rava, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Bechadamah, and all those examples. Imkein zeh ha-machlif de Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel, de Beit Hillel, Beit Shammai. And so if you are saying over this the laws, but you get that wrong, but who says who, Kovel, if you say halacha ki Beit Hillel, and then you say, well, the halacha obviously must be Beit Hillel, shehim be'met de Beit Shammai, but you got it wrong and you're actually quoting Beit Shammai, you've now said the halacha wrong. That's a problem. Now you've messed up the eternal rules, the boundaries of the law. So that's umasha tavase sifrei davka. Like the first says, so that's why the Sifrei on this says specifically, "Lomar al tahar tameh va tameh tahar" is not just saying, "Well, one that says tahar, one says tameh," but you need to know who's who in order to help decide what the halacha would be. And then he makes a point, "Masha tafas a Sifrei davka Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yeshua." Like the examples the Sifrei gave was mixing up Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yeshua. Lo nitbar li kate. I still haven't figured that out. The lab is.
Oh, I see you have it.
That one about the tenor akam or gakum or something.
The tenor shalachnai. No, that wasn't Rabbi Elazar. That was Rabbi Yeshua ben Rabbi Elazar was an earlier generation.
Okay.
So, were you about to say the same thing that Rabbi Yeshua ben Elazar is sort of making midrashic pan because the issur was don't mess up the work of Yeshua ben Nun Elazar HaKohen. We have similarly, don't mess up the later work of our Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, who were sort of halachic rivals, but the same halachic. We're kind of moving that same tradition down. They're making decisions. They're saying,
is that a chidush? Did you see it somewhere?
This is my chidush.
And you're not quoting the right person?
I am. I don't know. I may find that. Somebody may have said such a thing. The Torah Tamima says, okay, I don't know what. Lo nitba'er li ka'et, I don't understand it yet. That's my idea. Hi, Leah.
Hi. Sorry about that. Technical difficulties.
Oh. Right. We're talking about lotasi gavul, don't move boundaries in the sense of don't quote people the wrong way. So, the Torah Tamima then goes on and says he's bothered by an episode in Gemara, where specifically, without getting into details, there are two Tanaim who agree on what the halacha is, but they disagree on the derivation of it, the drasha by which one learns the halacha. And here's what's brought down: Rabbi Yochanan, in this machlok of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, about if you are tamei from a sheretz and you forget, you bring it to korban, those details. But they disagree, mashmot darshan ika b'neihem. that what they're disagreeing about is the meaning of the drasha. Halacha is, yes, you're tamei, you bring a karban, fine, but they're looking at different words in the pasuk to figure that out. L'chein amar Rav Sheshet. And Rav Sheshet would say the same thing, mashmot dorshin ikibanaihu, that the argument is simply about the meaning of the drasha, not about the halacha. And as Rav Sheshet machlish Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer, and because in this case, Rav Sheshet would mix up Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. He would cite the drasha of Rabbi Eliezer for Rabbi Akiva and vice versa. Gemara adds that. Rashi there says, when he was learning the Mishnah, Rav Sheshet is Amora, so after the Mishnah is written down, this is generations before, he learned that Pamim Machliv Divrezel Divrezel. Sometimes he would reverse them. Lo Yah Makbid, and he wasn't so careful, if he's ain't by name Chiyuv Patur, and he wouldn't be so careful to get the names right because there was no difference in terms of the halal.
Who's the he?
Rav Sheshet.
Rav Sheshet. Oh.
That's so interesting.
Okay.
It's interesting. It is human,
but it's like, well, didn't we say, I mean, we just said before that if you're machlif, you're overblow tasa, right? Maybe go olam. So this is what.
Right, I'm coming in late. Sorry.
So this is what the Torah Tumim is asking about. This actually was from a discussion in a book that I found in the Young Israel Beis Medrash by Baruch Levi Epstein. So the author of Torah Tumim, but the book, the Sefer was called Tosefet Bracha, and it had it was from the library of Rabbi Maurice Lyons. You remember him?
Oh, yeah, I do.
So he donated a lot of his form to Young Israel. So it was one of these obscure that no one ever heard of. It's not towards me or anything like that. It was one of his later works. But he's got this in there. So I thought it was interesting. Okay, nearly. So this is the way I understand Rav Sheshet here. The fee to move up bracha, bracha makes it clear, but it come up with Talmud in a couple places in the Talmud, Rav Sheshet. Hayya Rav Sheshet, kama shanim sagi nahar. You know what the word sagi nahar means?
Yeah.
The expression means have great light.
It's a euphemism
of being blind. Okay, Rav Sheshet at the end of his life. And the Torah Mim explains what it means is malay or it's full of light. It's a euphemism that's a little more nice to talk about someone who's blind. So what does that mean? So he would be reviewing in his mind everything that he had learned before he went blind. So again, he's looking at the mission which had already been written down. He's an Amora. He would have to do this by part because he could no longer read.
Oh,
wow. And he would have to remember what he had learned inside his Sfarim when he had read them.
He was blind. Of course, it's a different story.
Right. That's exactly where he's going with this.
He made a mistake in his learning. Like he was blind.
I'm trying to remember. He makes a good point about that. We're going to go through. Okay. Yeah. But exactly what he's saying here. Koach is ikaron lo yamaspik lo, that he couldn't remember everything. He miskor et gufi anyanim. Remember the laws, the concepts. Not to say the names of everyone who said them. So therefore, he would switch the names around. Right? If they were, you know, they'd be right next to the text, you can remember the text, and they had came to the same conclusion. So he wasn't gonna remember that. But Kavanah Lashon Gemara, Sheya Machlif, when it says he would switch around, who Sheya Machlif Shelo B'Kavanah, he didn't intentionally switch it. But Gamlo Tamir, not every time, Akba Mikra Shel Shechacha, that he would forget sometimes. Yan ki ain b'nehem chiyuv b'tor, as Rashi said, there's no difference in the halacha. That he had to work to remember these things, And this one, he wasn't going to spend the time to remember that. Right? We always have a limited mental capacity. You have to know your limits. Yagah is a karot who works so hard to remember. Remember who said what? He says that would take away his time and his energy for real learning. So you got to make choices. And that was that. But certainly the rule is you got to remember and say it correctly. But we're human. That's okay. Torah is not given to Malchai Sharet. And that in general, yes, you should, rather than say things by heart, you should look them up.
Right. And it's not saying like, oh, he was careless, Chas v'Shalom. That's not what it's saying. He's saying he was careful, but he knew if he was going to master the learning that he had to understand his capacity.
Right.
And only where it was what the source of their idea was, not what the actual ruling
right.
was.
So I still want to make sure he was going to get, if you're going to learn something, it's got to be, I have to get the ruling right.
Right.
The other stuff is more philosophical. Okay, that, it's a less important, it'd be nice if I could remember all that, or I could still go back to my safer and read it, but I know I can't. And that's a general principle.
Is there a negative to the statement, like, whoever doesn't say it is like killing the person?
No. I don't. I mean, there are a couple of sources that are kind of like that. The one I quoted here is "Kol mi she'eno omer davar mishal Torah b'shem amro." If you don't quote your Torah, omer, that is al tigzal dal kidalu. You are robbing the poor.
Oh.
Okay, that's the only thing I quoted. There are other quotes out there.
I thought it was a stronger one. You know, it's like killing him.
Robbing the poor.
Right. You're not killing. You're robbing especially someone in previous generation, someone who's dead already owns nothing except the memory of things said in their name, and now you're taking the only thing they own away. Okay, Mishnah Pekin Vot, Rabbi Stoyb, Rabbi Yana Mishnah, Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Shochech, Davar Achad Mishnato, Mala Katuv, Ilu Minchayev Ben Afsho. If you forget anything you've ever learned, you've given up your life. Okay? Everyone, okay, that's really scary, okay? Because I can't
remember. He doesn't forget stuff.
Everyone does. So it continues, Zachal, Afilo, Takbal, Mishnato. And maybe that includes if it's just too hard and you can't remember. So the pasuk that it quotes about remembering continues on, "Penyasuru mivavavcha kol yimechayecha," lest you cast it out of your heart all the days of your life. "Enu mechayev ben afsho," you only consider guilty ad she yeshev yisirein libo. It's when you actually intentionally try to forget what you learned. That's a problem. Okay, we forget. That's not a problem. That's real. Hi. I'm just going to get distracted by Noah there. Hi, Eliyahu. Mm-hmm.
Is
Leo? Leo's in the background.
There he is.
Okay. So that Etzin continues on.
Leo.
With a pasuk from Kohelet. It says, "Tova chokma im nachala." It's good to have wisdom with an inheritance. Yeter l'ra'esh ro'esh shemesh, and even more so for those who see the sun. What does that mean? We're going to see what he says. Gemara Bechora says about that. Kari Rav Chama Aleid Rav Shesha. Rav Chama would say about Rav Shesha, who we just talked about. Tova Chachma Ima Nachla. This pasuk applies to you. Okay, and Rashi says, you know, this is talking, Rav Shesha had Chachma with Nachla. Nachla, of course, is talking about Mesorah, having an inheritance of Torah, what it means, and then Rashi puts it, "Tova chachma im nachala." It's good to have wisdom along with your inheritance. "Tov tam chachma harifut." It's good to have a sharp analytical mind. Harifut ha'amura. Analytic and what you can analyze what's been said. Im nachala tabraitot. Along with having a mesorah of having an inheritance of having learned the Torah Shebaal Peh also. Those two things together, that's a good thing.
A little like what Janet said in Rabbi Hain's name.
Yes.
But as Jews, we like to rely on past authority,
right?
Not just come up with new ideas.
You want to, and you know, even when you come with new ideas, it's very satisfying that it's connected to something that's said before. Maybe you said it differently. You had a little addition thought, but you want to put both those together. And then Rashi adds here, Rav Sheshet Baal Braitot, that Rav Sheshet knew his Braitot, he knew his Mishnayot and Tosefta, he knew them well. Do you have a Shemile, Rav Sheshet, other Rabbi, that as soon as he heard something from his rabbis, Lohia Parech Midi, he didn't have any questions about it. He learned and he knew.
Wow.
So Tmima asks on this.
It's a good pithy statement to Tovah Chachma Im Nachala. Like people don't have a background and don't know, and then they have these ideas, you know.
You kind of need
you could just throw it at them. Tovah Chachma Im Nachala.
See, that's written by Kohelet, right? By Shlomo, who is the wisest man of all. So I'm glad you agree with his thought. Okay, so what he specifically was all the Amar Rams from knew there. Mishnayot, Braitot, all that. They all had this Chachman there. So this is what he says about this. Abir hu dekraizu, of Tovava Chachmim Nachla, Nismecha be'ikar al mechzitoa shniya shal pasuk. Because really, the pasuk about Rav Sheshet was the second half. Yeter l'ro'e shemesh. That's even more important to those who see the sun. Yadua shalashon ro'e shemesh, hu kinoi kabod l'suma. That's the same language. That is where they get the expression of sagi nohar in Aramaic. Is here.
Oh.
And Lashon Sagi Nohar B'Talmud. Riyat HaLashon Shemesh for those who cannot see. That's what he said. Himavadai Tovah Kol Tamid Chacham Liyo Baki B'Braito. That's really everybody needs to be Chachma and Nachla, knows their Braito, knows their Mishnah, and all that. Hamachudim B'Pazim B'Shem Nachla. That's what Nachla here is, the Sora. It's mandatory hulasuma. Can't learn from what's written. And therefore being the chachma is important, along with having had that nachla, somehow getting it. For everyone else, it's a good idea. It's wonderful. Without being assumed, if those who are not blind can still go pull out, we have lots of books. You can pull a book and still learn. The Chachma Nachla is really applicable to someone like Rav Sheshet, who doesn't have that before they invented book readers in Braille, certainly. That's why this goes specifically to Rav Sheshet. Shehaya. Yes, it was blind. Shasuma velo, and so for him, Zetovioter Meshel Acharim, Acharim Pichenai. And that is more important to him. It's Yeter Leroy Shemesh. That's the way he's read that puzzle. More important for him.
So what's the metaphor here? That if what? If you.
Is it Tovara? Chachma Nachla is good for any wise person, but yeah. But more so for those who are not blind, who cannot go reading books now, they really need that Chachma and Nachla, the wisdom and the Masorah of having learned, because they can't look it up. So they are depending on the Nachla.
Oh.
Okay. It's less metaphoric. Nachla there is more of a metaphor. Okay, so to truly learn Torah, you need both that, but not Chachma and Nachla. Both those have to go together. And fortunately, the Nachla is written down, so those of us who can read and we don't have memory, we can still get that. So I can't remember anything. But now, since we're so imperfect, Hashem has invented Google and Safari.
Now we remember even less.
No, I remember even more. I just don't have it in my wet brain. I have it over here. Okay, the cloud. This is all part of my Nachala now, is HebrewBooks.org. And Sparia and the Google search and all that, and my text scanner that can take the actual physical books from Rabbi Lion and turn them into electronic text so I can share them.
That's cool.
That's all.
AI is going to help us all.
Yeah, let's make sure we have the problem then is to make it up. So that's so it's sort of you're making up a, your nachala is exactly what we're trying to lo tasu gvul rishonim problem. So right. That becomes a problem with the modern large language models. So, but as the Mishnah says, okay, that is where the Mishnah Perkei Avot, Perek Vav, which is the kind of additional Perek there, talks about that the Torah is acquired in, with 40, Rabbi Arba Shmonim Devarim, acquired with 48 ways. It gives a long list.
Excuse me, sorry.
Okay, Elohim is a Talmud. You got to learn from somebody. B'shemiyat Ozen, pay attention. And it goes down 48 items and ends with Omer Dabar B'shem Amro. That's how you acquire Torah. By knowing not just the facts, but who said them and who taught them to you. Who taught them, the person who taught them to you. Alamad Shekhodo Omer Dabar B'shem Amro, maybe Gula Olam. And then it connects that to learning Torah. Somehow, anyone, it brings Gula, brings redemption to the world. And it says the Torah Estel and Melch B'Shem Mordechai, as we said before. And what's the connection between learning Torah, citing things in the name of the people who taught them, and the Geula? And that was the subject of...
like past and future together, you know.
Ah, very good. Okay. Oh. That's exactly right. But I'm going to quote the words of Tzvi Yehuda Cook, Rav Cook's son, who said that, but not as elegantly as you. So I can quote it somebody else's name, but that's where he goes. So this is his comments on the Mishnah Perkei Avot. It says Ziasum Kolel Hekev Kola Torah Kula. This final stage, right? I acquire Torah by citing the name of those who said it. Includes all of Torah. B'chol Shel Shel Derotah includes all of Torah within the chain of all the generations of the transmission. Not just learning the Torah, but learning it's learning the Shel Shel Derotah, the chain of the transmission. Lo Torah Pratit Ishit, it's not individual personal Torah. El Torah Shel Kol Yisrael, that makes it the Torah of everyone. That makes the connection. Shel Kol Hadorot Shel Kol Yisrael of all the generations of all of Israel. Tana Torah B'Memchet Kinyanim. Someone, if you can acquire Torah with these 48 different steps, Makosher et kol shalshot derot by the Ber Hashem Moshe b'Har Sinai, and you can set the chain of the Masorah back and trace what you're saying back to Hashem telling him Moshe b'Har Sinai, kol binyan ha'ishezet, this entire human construction, hemshech hashichlul, which he translates that as continuous, this building of continuous refinement.
This is Rav Cook's translation?
This is Google's translation of Rav Cook's words. Oh. But it was Hebrew.
I like the idea is how Sora sounds like Seichel and it's translated as refinement.
Yichlul? Yeah, and is that a modern Hebrew word?
No, so it sounds like Seichel or it looks.
I don't know if that's the word. Shichlul means refinement.
I'm just saying because it has kolul, you know, which includes.
Excuse me.
What?
That's what it is. So that Torah is a binyan ishi of hemshesh shichlul. That's a continuous requirement that we are actually adding chidushim, but they're connected to what was said before. A binyan shel kol adorot shel am Yisrael is the creation of all the generations of Israel. Matzav kazeh zochi levigula lola. And that brings Geula. And we know that there's a pasuk in Yeshaya that's quoted in Sanhedrin. Pasuk in Yeshaya.
But this doesn't focus on why it's important to get the right person, not just a past Amora. You have to get the right one.
Right person. I think that otherwise, I mean, just attributing someone to who it didn't actually come from. Means the whole chain to it becomes fake and nobody trusts it. Yeah. Everybody talks about whether something's a forgery. You know, classic examples is this a Zohar really from Rabbi Shimon Yochai?
But not, you know what? I was thinking that if you misquote like someone on the right saying something that has a left leaning, it gives it more credibility, like, oh, even he said that, so it must be true. Do you know what I mean? If you attribute it to someone who has a general different point of view, then it gives it added weight, which shouldn't have.
That's probably true. So that, I mean, that goes back to the, it matters halacha, right? Because you assume that this is the person that we actually trust, or we hold like in that sense, not so much trust.
Uh-huh.
That's that. That's exactly that problem back there, right? If I attribute to someone who I hold, I will hold like this person, as opposed to someone else who I generally won't hold like, then comes different.
Yeah, I think I was thinking beyond halacha, just ideas.
Yes.
But okay, good.
I think having an accurate shalshelet is.
Yeah.
You know, it's too, it, as soon as if you find out certainly that it's not accurate, then the whole thing loses its power.
Right.
The pasuk Yeshaya is Basim Devarai Beficha. I will put my words in your mouth. This is the words of Torah. V'tzel Yedik Ticha, and I will protect you with shadow of my hand. V'tosh Shamayim V'tzad Aretz. I will plant the heavens and earth. You, Moral Tzion, Amiata will tell Tzion that you are my people. The Marseille said that Kol Osek B'Torah L'Shma, everyone's dealing with Torah, and it's from Tzvi Yehuda Cook is saying that is the Omer Torah B'Shem Omer is part of that Osek B'Torah L'Shma. Magin Al Kol Om Kulo saves the whole world. Shemar B'Tzel Yadi Kasiticha, I will protect you. Levi Amar even but it adds Af Makarvet to Gula, brings Gula. Hashem says, you are my people. That's the Gula that will come. So we realize the chain of Tristan Masora, when we express that, we connect ourselves back to the Mamre Nesina, back to the past, and forward to the Gula that was your part. We
can
make the chain of forward and back, and that's nice. Exactly where he goes with that. And it says, the Talmud, in the Talmud, Anamusim Pamim Rabot, Dikdu B'Devar Makora Shmua. We always try to find out where a given expression comes from, given statement. Who said it, where they learned it from, where the Pesukim comes from. We have to analyze not just what's said, but where it's from. Because that's how we get to the original source of all this, Shu Devar Hashem Bahar Sinai. Everything comes back to Mount Torah at Sinai. We should be able to track it back. Right? Everything that anyone would say, Talmid Vatik would say, was told to Moshe at Sinai. At least in potential. We have to be able to track it back there. Torah Tachayim Hirshashel, the living Torah, is a chain. Nimshechet Mitchilat HaDorot, that goes from the beginning of generations, V'ad Sof Kol Dorot, to the end. Amretz Devarim Hashem Omrim, Hem Hashai, and saying, quoting the people who originally said it, going back, is the peak, Shekol Omrim at the Torah B'Shem Omrim Misinai, that we eventually get back to repeat the saying in the name of Moshe, who said it, who learned it at Sinai. Asher Achahi, there's one unitary chain, Umiagia Ad Omer Achad, that comes down to one person who said it. Shalom Dim Torah, Harim Shichim Atash Shasha. So when we learn Torah, we continue that chain. We add another link in that chain. And then someone else is going to quote me, saying, quoting him, was quoting him, was quoting him, was giving them. Amriya to the rim, b'shem amrim, he ham shech Torah, shebektav, shebopeh, that's citing it accurately, is the continuation of the Torah, written and oral, shetetchilata b'divrei Moshe, shasham p'gavura, starts with Moshe, ham shecha b'chachamim, lamdim ish b'ish, and that continues while learning one person to the next. Amirat Devar B'Shem Omro, Hu Magalet Atzmiut Shel Yeshut HaTorahnit Shel Klal Yisrael. So saying that expresses the unity of all of Torah learning of all of Klal Yisrael. Pitkavnu, I can't pronounce this word. Pitkavnu Tainu El Hashmua. When we are careful, we have an intention to the meaning of every statement of Torah. That's what brings the Yeshua, because it brings us all together. Because it brings us back closer to the source. That's Rav Cook's making that statement. And so that this idea of Lot Hasig Gvul Recha Asher Gvul Rishonim, don't mix up the boundary markers that were set from before, is really a statement of who we are as Jews, a statement of Achdut Yisrael. Ties us all together. I thought that was a nice thought. Feel free to quote me on this.
Yes. Bring you a